Cool, man. We good, man. I got my man here in the studio. Man. Well, you ain't in the studio. Building. I mean, I'm giving you a pass, man, because of all people who should be sitting on the couch with the other mic.
I was just thinking about that. I was like, I need to be there. I need to be in the building.
Come on, man. You got to come on in, man.
Man, I'm going to tell you this. You sent me a text.
Uh-huh.
It said it has been about 2 years since we built your computer.
Oh, right? Yeah. That was a couple weeks ago. Yeah. MLK Day. Yeah.
Literally the week after we built your computer.
COVID.
It's COVID. Man, then during the COVID, it's been so many things, man. Ah, shit.
Yeah. Like, COVID came literally right after you left my house, man. I don't know what you brought over this way, but it was COVID.
You know what's so crazy?
Whoa, hold on, man. We just went into it, man. I got to warm up the show. Shit. let me warm up the show. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing, man? Welcome to the Talk to Me podcast. I am your host, Antoine. It is time to talk to one of my favorite people, Richardson. We got Eric, a.k.a. DVZN Media from YouTube. Building. He is in the building, man. Check him out. Now we can get back to it, man.
I was just saying, man, it's been nuts. Literally, like, I don't want to give you the laundry list to start the show off crazy, but it's been that's why you ain't really heard from me in this whole time period that much. It's been nuts. But
man, I can't imagine,
here,
man.
All that matters is we here now. We doing good. I see you got a whole bear on the couch with you right there. Yeah, what's going on?
My big ass dog. So it's raining right now, and I got a construction guy or a contractor working at the house, so I couldn't leave Raylan at home, or he probably would have ate him, and I wouldn't get my job done. Then I got a lawsuit. You know how the whole thing just starts rolling downhill.
Hey, I got a little dog. When the maintenance people come in here, she don't even look up. She don't look her head up. She just be like, as long as y'all don't disturb my sleep.
Oh, hell, you know, man.
That's all that matters to her. She ain't doing nothing.
Raylan B, he is in the business. If it's going down, he is involved. She say his name. Go back to sleep, man. Go back to sleep.
She bark more when somebody knock on the next door neighbor. Then she's like, she get active. I be like, now you ready for war. But she's good.
Oh, man. If somebody rings the doorbell, he is on top of things, man. Oh,
man. See, that's good. That's good. He's huge. He's huge.
Oh, yeah. He's walking around. Where are you going, bro? Where are you going? Don't be messing with my wires. If we go black, it's because Raylan was walking around messing with my wires. Dude, you are literally in front of my camera. Open.
It's tough because I'm looking here at the camera. Shout out to everybody watching, but I also have you on the monitor over here. Okay. So I'm like, the people in the camera are like, what's he looking at? Like,
I got you, man. I got a couple of things working. I'm trying to keep my eyes focused right here, but you big as hell right here. So I got you. Hey, man, you gonna sit down while we do this?
Zeton. He's like, he got to decide. He don't know where he want to be at.
Yeah, he really don't, man. But he need to lay down because I'm talking to my friend here. Zeton. Neither. Good boy. Good boy. Well, he is trained in German. He's trained very well. He's got some good discipline, but sometimes he get a little mouthy, man. And
so I got a question for you. I was watching one of your videos and you started talking German to him. And my wife was like, is he talking German to the dog? Did that happen? How did that, like, was that your choice or was it his trainer's choice? Like, what made you to go with German?
Well, I train him, and I wanted to train him in a foreign language that nobody really knew because I don't want everybody just run up on my dog talking about sit, lay down, roll over. And, you know, a lot of Spanish-speaking people around here, so Spanish was out. And I figured, you know, German's a cool language. He's a German dog. You know, that's where his, you know, origin is from. So let's go with German, man.
hey, man. I wanted to know. I was just like, how did he get on this from that? That was just, how did you?
It's pretty interesting because when I'm in public and I'm talking to him, giving him commands, German is a tone language. So you have to kind of assert yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's not like a romance language like, you know, like French or anything like that. So it always sounds like you're pissed off when you talk in German. So people think I'm just abusing my dog. And they're like, what are these strange words he's saying? I'm like, oh, he's trained in German. Oh, okay.
Now, I work with a couple of ladies, and like, they're the sweetest ladies, but they're German in that accent. And you could tell when they got that energy, like it comes out. It don't.
It's like they just giving you the business, right?
Yeah.
And they're telling you, hey, man, that's a nice shirt.
And one of the ladies I work with, like, I was talking to my other coworkers, and they're, like, scared of her. They're, like, literally, like, like she going to knock the door down and beat them or something. And I'm just like, man, she's sweet.
Yeah.
But it's like that accent, and she's straightforward. So when it's like something needs to be said, it ain't a lot of, you know, how we'll beat around the bush about things.
Yeah.
She don't got none of that.
And all she really said, hey, man, nice haircut, nice shirt.
Yeah.
You think she didn't talk about your mama?
Or if it's like, you know, when you work it, it's like, hey, I need you to get this done.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, hey, get this done. And then that accent and the tone.
Yeah.
People be running for the hills.
Hey, you know, when you say that, I've had people come on my YouTube channel, you know, and make comments. And
yeah.
I've heard that pretty much just American or English is a language where we just kind of bullshit around with words. We'll give you a whole word salad just to say, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
But in other languages, it is straightforward. It is what it is. And there's not a bunch of fluff words to make it sound kinder or nicer. So a lot of people tend to sound like assholes when they're speaking English, because they're directly translating, you know, the English or whatever language that is into English. And it just sounds like they're just being mean. And it's like, man, I don't know how to take these people sometimes.
It's tough, man, because like I was watching something and then they were like, whole phrases that we have that are common to us don't even exist in their language. So to try to translate it, it wouldn't even translate right. You know, so
yep, it's like, true.
You know, when you think about it, how we talk to each other, slang, colloquialism, stuff that, you know, we, you know, I might call you personally and we'll joke about something. And if somebody from a different language hears it, they don't understand exactly where we're going with it, you know?
Yeah, so it's, they looking it's at tough. Y'all funny, it's like, tough. Why is he? Yeah. The language barriers can be, it can be a monster sometimes, man, especially with the word salads we give each other that we don't realize we're giving it. It's just our way of life.
It's just a way.
Yeah.
It's just a way, man. But man, but I'm proud of you in this podcast, man. I was, you know, seeing what you've been doing. I know we talked about it for a while, even when you were getting that spot.
Yeah.
So to see that you're actually putting it to work, man, I'm happy that you got that going.
Man, I appreciate that, man. This is a big thing for me, man. This is episode 10. So this is actually a special episode because episode 10 and it's episode 10. This is a super special episode. And doing the podcast, dude, I didn't realize it was this much work. I really didn't understand the level of work. I thought you just grab a mic and start talking shit, talking about the issues and stuff. It don't work like that.
Nah. I've been, as somebody who's been podcasting for the last 3 years, like it's a whole nother entity. So it's like, you know, everything is just its own entity.
Uh-huh.
It's daunting. But then it's like you combine all these different things and it's like, bruh.
Man, but you know what, let's talk about some of that, man, because you know not everybody might know who you are, might not know who you are. Shame on you if you don't,
man. Get familiar.
So I'm DBZN Media, I found you on YouTube in 2016. That's when we met. Hey, we actually met because this cat wanted to buy my set of the Sony bass cannons, where the MDR 950Bs or something like that, the ones with the bass button, remember those?
I bought those from you. I sold them to somebody and got them back from that same person. So I still have those.
Okay, cool.
Where I'm sitting at right now, I'm sitting on the ottoman.
Okay.
It's like my tech ottoman. They're in the ottoman that I'm sitting on.
That's what's up. But that's how we met. I guess you reached out to me and asked if you could buy them. I was like, cool. And we just hit it off, man. You've been one of my favorite people. I checked out your channel. I was like, man, this cat does the work. I looked at it. I looked at your videos. You are one of the main reasons I started kind of leveling up my video quality, because I looked at your stuff and I was like, shit, man, these cats out here doing it like this. I just can't get by with the, you know, just turn on the camera and talk kind of thing. So I really enjoyed the content that you put out back in the day, which was kind of a mixed bag. You know, you would do like headphones, Bluetooth speaker, then some PC stuff. And it was crazy because there was some stuff I was looking for and your face popped up. So that was cool. But then I found out, I don't know, a couple of years later. It was probably later in the year that you're a hip hop artist and half of the group Crew 54. We're going to talk about all this. Crew 54 from Austin. and you have a Crew 54 podcast, which is actually called what? The Wild Gentlemen's
The Wild Gents podcast. Hey, The Wild Gents podcast.
If there's a podcast on this planet that's better than the podcast you never asked for, but you glad you got it, you know, this one, Talk to Me, it's The Wild Gents podcast. They will have you rolling.
Hey, man, you know what it is, though? It's kind of like this. When you came up with the idea for Talk to Me, I mean, honestly, that's what the Wild Gents podcast is. It's just a progression of the conversations, me, my partner, G, that is, the other half of Crew 54, and then my wife, the Vangloria C. Hova. Like, we've been having these conversations since 06, 07 when we met.
Okay.
So it just escalated. Like, we started doing a weekly vlog. It was called the 5-4 Reality Show. So this was back in 09. We were weekly, because we were going out doing so many shows, doing so many things, that we would just get together. And I'd always had a camera. Okay. Like, I just, once I got a camera, I just, everywhere we go, I mean, we'd be sitting in the room making a song. I mean, we're in my bedroom on YouTube making a song. You can see clothes in the background, you can see the bed, everything. And you know, we just, you know, that progressed for years. Was a beautiful thing. And then, you know, as we get older and things change, I was like, I didn't want to do that anymore, you know, because it was a lot of work, man. It was a lot of, you know, late nights. We'd be, you know, to get content.
Yeah.
We're going to shows. We're going to things that we probably wouldn't do normally. It helped us keep, when you're young and you could grind, but it was just became a lot. And so that kind of went away. And then I got into content creating for other people. So doing videos, shot weddings, all types of crazy stuff. Man. And then eventually I was like, man, let's just get back into what we do.
Okay.
And that's how the Wild Gents podcast came along, man. It was just, you know, us talking, man. And then eventually C. Hova, we made her full-time a part of it. And since then, it's been another level. It's just been us getting together, having crazy conversations, and hoping y'all enjoy it, you know?
Hey, man, I don't know if I ever caught an episode where she wasn't like an official part of the crew, but I think I started listening like just as she had came on as like permanent. I will tell you, I don't know what it was like before her, but she definitely adds the flavor. It's like, you know, putting the hot sauce on the red beans and rice. It's good. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you this. I've made some friends through that podcast that really only care about her.
I can believe that. I can believe that. Yeah.
They definitely, like, we're cool now and we're friends and stuff like that, but they care so much about her because, like I said, it's just me and the homie. Before that, it was just me and the homie talking sports and hip hop, pretty much.
Yeah.
Sports and hip hop.
Dude stuff,
you know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, these are conversations we would have daily.
Okay.
And being with her, it just she has that different perspective. I'm gonna tell you, it kind of reminds me of the trips that we would take to Austin. So we live about an hour away from Austin, and so we were going to shows, performing 3 or 4 times a week, and that's how it would be in the car. We'd be in the car talking, and everybody be, you know, having these conversations. And then the moment we start talking about sports, that's when she'd take a nap. And you can you mentioned one thing about LeBron or Jordan or something, and she's like, all right, this is the conversation for me. But you know, it's kind of like that on the podcast, man. But she's in there. I tell you this, she is in there. She is definitely the most interesting part of that podcast.
Yeah, she's literally the hot sauce on the red beans and rice. You know, you got your chasseries in there, you got your sausage, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta get that spice.
But now you gotta shake that. What kind of hot sauce you use, bro? I use Frank's red hot sauce. I put that shit on everything.
Fun fact, and I don't know if as a married man, I don't know if you've had to do this. Like, you know, sometimes, like, if it's something that your wife isn't into, you kind of adjust yourself, and it's like, okay, that's something I used to be cool with, but I'm not really cool.
Yeah,
So, I've been like, there. She doesn't like spicy food at all.
Oh,
like, not at all. So, we very rarely have spicy food. Like, I very rarely eat spicy food. I wasn't the biggest fan in the first place, but like we just don't do it because you know, it's just it can ruin the night. Oh, so the only thing, there's a friend, the friend of hers makes this gumbo, and it's super, and it's kind of spicy, but she loves it, and she'll be sitting there sweating and having the time of her life. But don't do a lot of, I don't have any hot sauce in the house. No, sauce in the house. Nothing like that, man. Because I don't cook with it. I don't even cook with it.
I use a lot. I use hot sauce when it kind of calls for. I'm not the dude that puts the hot sauce on the eggs or nothing like that. But you know, if something really calls for some hot sauce, I'm gonna throw it on there. And it's always Frank's Red Hot Sauce. Like, you know, maybe some pizza, something like that, red beans and rice, that kind of stuff. Now my wife, she always claims she likes spicy food. She has Cajun blood. She was born in she's born in Illinois, but she was raised like in a little bit of Shreveport, Louisiana, but mostly in like Magnolia, Texas, you know, like,
yeah,
just in the backwoods, like Bon Ton, you know, in the backwoods of some places, right? And she claims she likes spicy food, but I think as she's gotten older, she's become a little weenie, man. She can't hang, you know. I sprinkle a little bit of a couple of dots on there, she's like, oh, and I'm like, get out of here with that bullshit, man.
I'm just telling you now, if I were to bring like some food and sprinkle some hot sauce on it, I might need to come and hang out on your couch. I just might.
Damn, man.
You might see me there on the couch.
I can't live without my Franks, man. Hey, man, before I forget, you know, we're going to roll to this segment of the podcast like early, because I probably forget. And this man just texts me something. He just texts me something. What's on your phone, bro? What is the first three things on your phone, on your YouTube feed?
So, okay, y'all, if y'all watched this or listened to this podcast, he did a segment where he was like, pull your YouTube out. And so I'm riding, listening to the podcast. I'm like, let me pull my YouTube out. So he's talking about how, you know, his wife will be watching like these cow hoof videos, and it showed up in his feed today. Never before. Let me see if I'm going to see it. Huge pressure relief from cow's hoof.
You was watching that shit.
never one time.
You know you was watching that, man. You know, don't be trying to blame it on the old algorithms. You know, you was watching that.
Nah, I'm ready to fight. I don't like it. Because I watch enough weird shit on my own. So I was like, I don't need no extra.
So wait, did you watch it though? But did you click?
Nah. I literally scrolled and then I saw that and I texted you. Okay. So you know how YouTube does a thing where it plays if you leave it on your screen?
Oh yeah.
So now it's in my history, because while I was trying to make the screen capture, it just started playing and it's in my history now because of you.
Hey, have you watched one though? You gotta watch at least one hoof scraping video.
I think I've seen one like randomly on like TikTok or something like that. But
you can't stop once you watch crazy, it. Nah, it's man. Disgustingly amazing. Is the most.
I don't do good with like nasty shit, man. Anything skin or crazy related. Like I know, like you were saying, like those popping pills videos. I was in a Facebook group and then that was about hip hop. And for some reason, one of the people in there liked those videos. They just kept posting them. And I was like, the pimple popping, the Dr. Miami feet stuff. I was like, nah, I'm good.
I can't do that kind of stuff.
I can't make it happen.
My wife really gets off on that. I talk about it every podcast episode, how nasty my wife is. I can't believe I married that woman. Anyway.
Hey, you know, that's probably why you married her.
All right, I married her. She's just getting nastier and nastier, bro.
Hey.
But I'm so attracted to it.
Yes, you are. You know it.
Oh, man. Shout out to my wife. Oh, man.
Shout out, man.
But you never really did confess to what's in your feed other than so like, what's the stuff?
It's nothing crazy. A lot of comedy. So this is the thing.
Okay.
I like K-pop. I like K-pop. If you've seen some of my videos, I've talked about it.
Yeah.
And then like weird Asian shit loves popping up on here. You know what I'm saying? Like if some girl who has like a daily vlog and it's just her and her dog, and I don't know why, but it's just, I watched the video. I was like, this is the most weird, boring, interesting thing I've ever seen. She's just her in her daily life with her dog, you know what I'm saying? And you watch that one time and it just keeps coming. Yep. A lot of comedy stuff, a lot of tech stuff. I told you, man, I'm serious about this. I watch YouTube more than I watch normal content.
Yeah, like, man, let me tell y'all. This cat, he's one of those cats. And I don't want to insult nobody because my man here is one of them people, but something wrong with you.
Hey, man.
He watches YouTube on the TV.
Yes. Like, yes. If I'm watching YouTube, like if I, you know how you get something to eat, do you sit down and you pull your show up or whatnot?
Yeah.
I'll pull a YouTube video up.
Man. I still have not gotten into that. And they make it so easy to where you just cast your stuff onto the TV.
But now you got they got the app built in. So I just got the app built in and I pull it up and it's the same stuff I would watch. Like I can't hold my phone and watch videos. I've never been that guy.
That's what I like. Hey, now though, so like I said, you know, you can cast it or whatever. So when I got this big gigantic dog here who's pacing, like he's got some place to go. He's late for work.
He's like, yo.
Where's he going? Open.
He's like, hey, I'm tired of this.
Right? So sometimes when I'll make a video and then I have to watch it before I, you know, make it live on YouTube. So I'm watching it as it's unlisted. I tried putting it on the TV so I could, you know, see it and do other stuff without having to worry about my phone. This guy, he does not like seeing my face on TV. Like, it weirds him out. He will go up to the dresser. You know how big he is. He's like, if he stands on his hind legs, he's like 5'4", you know? So he's a big dog. He's standing up on the dresser like, what you doing up there? Why are you in there? And you're here. It is hysterical, man. He just freaks out. So I can't do that on the TV no more, not with myself. What's wrong, baby?
For some reason, I don't know what, maybe it's just me trying so much. Mm-hmm. My dog hates the phone. Like really? if I try to take pictures of her or record her, you know how other dogs will just look up and be happy and smiling or whatnot. She puts her head down and will try to she's got privacy issues. I don't know who she's running from, but she is scared of the internet. Like anytime you see pictures of her on my feed or like in the videos, like I had to fight to get her to sit still or something like that because she just is not a fan of it.
He don't like taking pictures. Like he'll be in like some sexy puppy pose or something like that. But as soon as you pull out your phone, get that camera fired up, he's out of there. He don't want pictures.
She does this thing where she sits on the couch like a human. And like she looks like a teacher that's judging you for coming to class late. Like you ever came to class late and that teacher with the glasses? So we started calling her Miss Peabody because that's what she looks like. She looked like you. She know you about to come in and lie about an assignment.
Oh snap!
But anytime I try to capture it, she'll just run away.
These freaking animals. Are you crazy, trying to talk on the mic? Oh, man, you
he's like, yo, what's up?
Distraction today. He is on one right now. It's because you're on the TV.
Hey.
And then, you know, I'm sitting here talking all loud and stuff. Anyhow, so let's get into your, okay, so we talked a little bit about the podcast. So y'all, okay, I'm a link to the, can I link to the podcast? Yeah, it's on Spotify, right?
It's not kid friendly. So
neither is this one. Yeah, you watching this. If you watching me at all on the internet, something wrong with you in the first place.
Yeah.
But it's not kid friendly. Then I'm gonna link your YouTube channel, and that's what I want to get into. No. Forget the YouTube channel for right now. We're gonna talk about Crew 5-4.
Man.
Tell me about Crew 5-4.
We actually were in the studio. Well, the studio, we were here recording literally 2 days ago.
Okay.
So as we were talking about the pandemic, literally that week before the pandemic, I think that came down there, we had went into the studio to work on a project. Uh-huh. And we left the studio, went to the homie's house to work on a project with him. Uh-huh. And then that week, everything got shut down. Like literally that was the week of the pandemic. So we have this music that we've been kind of sitting on for the last 2 years. I know Jehovah's tired of us talking about it because we we got it. I mean, we got artwork, videos coming, logos and all this stuff. Okay. It's just been, now we're kind of putting the final touches on it to get that out, then get going on some new stuff, man. Cause you know, I love to make music, man. And you know, I like making music with the homies. So like, I just want to keep doing it as long as I can, man.
So I need to ask right now so I can go back in the catalog and listen, but I have two favorite songs that I've actually had them on repeat before. But before I get into those two songs, what is the song? Give me three songs I should really listen to because you feel them.
That's tough, man, because we talk about this all the time. Like, I have Crew 5-4 songs that I love that nobody cares about.
Ain't that always the case?
Not so much that they don't care about. Like, but we put a project out, like, I know what people are going to gravitate to.
Yeah.
So there's three songs that I think if you're looking for that Crew 5-4 experience, that when you go on Google, I mean, if you go on YouTube, we have videos for. So one is Labor. One is Recognize. And then another favorite of mine is Vibrations, but it's another one it's a couple of them, but those probably the three that'll give you like the most Crew 5-4 experience.
Okay. Well, my favorites, I love Recognize, but I'm gonna have to put that one as the third, you know, that's on the bottom rung right there.
All right.
Oh man. Now it's a heavy, heavy battle between Labor and the Wild Gentlemen.
Ah, oh, man, okay, damn
it.
Okay.
I don't know which one I like more. Labor is the one, that's the first video I ever saw. It had to be like maybe 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm scrolling through YouTube. I see the thumbnail, and this is shortly after we met. And I listened to it, I was like, man, these cats can actually rap.
Labor is the song that I would say, like, if we perform, that's always the crowd favorite. So we usually perform that last whenever we perform. Like, that's the song that, you know, we've had other, you know, hip hop greats come up and be like, man, I love what y'all do and that energy because
I fucking love that song.
We're like, I mean, I love performing. So, like, I love performing, I love the energy. Interacting with a crowd. And I'll tell you this, I have like crazy anxiety. Uh-huh. Like when I'm at a show, I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want to deal with nobody. And then we go perform and the music starts and then it's just like beast mode with the crowd. We jump into the crowd and have all this energy. Yeah. And then soon as Labor goes off, my anxiety kicked in the overdrive. So the show's done. People are going crazy or whatever. And I'm like, I'm somewhere like, hi, I don't want to talk to nobody. I'm like, did the show go bad? Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, it's weird, but Labor is that song that, you know, if you come to a Crew 5-4 show, like that's going to get you up. Like that's going to, like to me, this going to sound conceited, right?
Let us
have it. That was one of the songs that let me know we were kind of different than other artists, like, especially locally. It's like, okay, we're all up here doing the same thing, but y'all not doing this, you know?
Hey, man, I'm going to back you up on that. I'm going to co-sign that. And if you want to sound conceited, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you got to believe in yourself.
It's
man.
Warranted. It's truly warranted. That song right there, it's a captivating song, and y'all polished it off with that video. The video was clutch. So for those of y'all that don't know what we're talking about, pause the podcast, go watch the video. It is a parody video of The Office Office Space.
Office Space.
The movie. Yes. And they did a fantastic job of parodying that movie because that's a classic movie in itself. And it just polishes up the song and makes you really become a part of that song because maybe not everybody's worked in an office before, but you kind of get that vibe. You know, you've had a job before, right? That you didn't like. You was having that bad day. You know what I'm saying? And y'all just brought it to life, man, to the rest of the world. I freaking love that song. So,
That was real fun because, you know, I have a lot of ideas. Uh-huh. And so, I'll have these ideas and then G, which is my partner, and then C Hova just be like, all right. You know,
yeah.
It came up with this crazy idea. So I was like, that's one of my favorite movies. Okay. And so I was like, when we were talking about what we should do, I was like, man, we should just parody that movie. I've seen some, but I've never seen like somebody do it to the level that we did it. Well, not in a music video form.
Yeah.
And so that was the first though, time.
Were those actual co-workers that y'all those, had?
Okay. So this is the level that we took it to. Mm-hmm. We actually hired a location scout to find that location. It's an office in Austin.
Uh-huh.
It was one of these tech companies that people, you know, that is just one of these, like, you know how these Google places where you go in and people in their pajamas and they're eating cereal while they're working, and they got a boardroom that's got video games in it, and you know, they provide all, like, you could go sit on your laptop on a beanie chair over here and do work. They were like, yeah, you could come use our whole office. Wow. Anywhere in this office you could use.
Okay.
And so then they actually reached out to employees and said, if you want to be a part of this video, show up this day and time.
Get
and you
can be here.
A part of those videos. So all the girls that you see other than Sehova, which is the tall ones, my wife in that video,
uh-huh.
All the women there are actually employees that worked at the company at that time. And they came through and they did a great job. I mean,
that was so much fun to shoot that video, man.
It really was, man. It was just like, it felt to me like this is what an actual, you know, because I'm so used to doing everything. I'm so used to trying to be behind the camera and everything like that. So we actually hired somebody to come out and do camera work. This guy Ryan, we basically found him on the internet because he had loaned me some camera stuff for a video shoot. And so I was like, do you do work? He's like, yeah, I do camera work. You know, he had a video production company that did wedding videos.
Okay.
And so he's like, man, if you ever need me, come out. I'll come out and do that. So we got him involved. The other guys in the video were other Austin artists that we have worked with. So Bavu Blakes, producer DJ Nick Nack, these guys are really formidable, like, characters in Austin hip hop. So they gave us their time to come through and shoot that, man. It was just a great day. We had a lot of fun, man. That was nuts.
It was a lot of fun. I bet the outtakes was something else.
Man,
I bet the outtakes it was a whole nother video.
Yeah, it was a lot going on, man. It was the one of the ladies that came out, man, one of the guys, he was in love with her. He was like, yo, there's a lot of takes where he's just like practicing his voice for one of the characters, and he kept directing it. I was just like, hey, man. Some of the outtakes, I'm just glad we didn't use those.
You know? Oh, shit. Wait, okay, so this lady was in the video, right? She was in the, okay, in the production. I think I might know who it was. My wife's gonna see this, so I'm not gonna comment, but I think I might know, bruh.
If you've seen the video, then you'll probably tell.
Because I was, and, you know. Okay. I'm gonna have to edit this out the podcast.
Overall, man, it was just a fun day, man. It really,
that's funny.
It really just was like, it was a good time, man. It was just like, you know, what we do, how we like to have energy. And we had people out there the whole day. Yeah. And then at the end of the day, we were out there throwing TPS reports in the wind, making it rain. So,
but see, that's the thing. It did not look like y'all were acting. It looked like this is a regular frigging day at the office. If this was not scripted, it's just what y'all was doing.
It wasn't scripted for the most part. It was just, there was no script. It was just like going off of my recollection of the movie. So every little piece that we did. So we went and got a hammer, like a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
To do the printer scene.
Uh-huh.
And I kept that sledgehammer for years. I actually used it on the album cover. Like, that was that sledgehammer was by the door.
That's what's like, up.
Like, hey, that
there's
was
just another video though. I think it's Recognize.
That's a good thing.
Song, man. God dang.
Yeah, it was the same thing. It was just like, you know.
Is that where y'all were in the studio and out, like, in a building where y'all were kind of in a studio and it was like on the, man, look it up. Look up. y'all made a video for Recognize, right?
Yeah, we did a video for Recognize. So Recognize one is an all-white background.
I'm going to look it up right now. Hold on.
We were just in there doing that. Shout out to the homie Bavu Blakes again, the homie Mel's on the MIC. that's in the video. He came out. He's actually taking over the airwaves down in Tyler. He's a radio personality. So, you know, he's that he always showed us love. Like, he's shown us love from like one of our first videos to now. So that's the homie, man. We always get him involved.
Okay.
If we can. So, you know, we just have fun, man, shooting these videos. I hate doing rappers standing in front of graffiti rapping.
Okay.
So I'm always trying to do something different.
I'm looking at Recognize right now. I've seen this video. Love the song, but this is not the video. The video I'm talking about, is it Wild Gentlemen? Did y'all make a video for Wild Gentlemen?
So off the Wild Gentlemen program, we made a video for, what is the name of that song?
I'm just going to scroll through your shit. Oh, man, 5-4 reality show. Oh, not. I got to go back and binge watch this shit, bro.
Oh, man, you're going to see it. So we made a video for Day Ones. Yeah, we've done a few. I was just talking to G. I wish we've done more. But I think, you know, when I got into doing videos, I started picking up a lot of videos for other people. And so that kind of slowed down on our production time because I was getting paid for those. I was like, I got to get this check.
Yeah. You know what, man? I'm sitting here clicking through all these, man. The video production is just straight fire. I'm going to quit clicking like this because I don't want to mess up your watch time and stuff. I'm going to binge watch all this shit.
Nah, we good.
I've seen Day Ones. I've seen Day Ones. Man, yeah. Hey, man, y'all make great music. And, you know, I need to, like, officially buy your stuff because I kind of just, you know, watch the videos on my phone while I'm riding in the car.
Nah, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, I've been on this YouTube content creator thing for so long that it's just like, now it's just like, yo, give people the stuff, give people the content, man. Yeah. That's really what it's about, because like we used to do a song and have it would be on the internet 5 minutes after we did it. Just because this was all before the days of streaming. It was kind of just like, you know, you had, I'm dating myself, but you had like MySpace pages and stuff like that.
And, you know, things still took a long time back then, man. You still, you know, movies would come out and it'd still be damn near 90 days before you saw it on a DVD.
I remember YouTube before the 10 minutes, when they had the 10-minute limit.
For the monetization?
Nah, just you couldn't put videos up longer than 10 minutes.
What?
When we started the 5-4 reality show, I had to learn how to edit the videos down to 10 minutes or I had to do a part two.
Wait a minute. When was this?
08, 09.
Holy shit. I'm thinking I started like binge watching YouTube content. It had to be 2009 or 10.
I want to say somewhere in 2009 is when they just, you could put up videos of any length. When I first started YouTube, you cannot put up videos over 10 minutes.
You know, like, two things come to mind at this point, because I'm thinking about that time era of 2009 through probably 12.
Yeah.
Two things come to mind. The first one is Flossie Carter. How does a man like Flossie Carter make it when there's a 10-minute limit?
Yo, I'm seeing some Flossie Carter videos, man. And I'm just like, yo, my man, yo, the funniest one to me is when he does his liquor reviews. He did one where he tries like all these different flavors of Ciroc, or he'll try like a new Ciroc flavor with all these different side drinks. So there's one where he was like, he's just drinking for an hour.
God damn.
And you could just tell
that back in the day. Yeah.
You could tell that he was, now just imagine Floss regularly. Now just imagine him a couple drinks in.
I used to, hilarious. When I used to watch all those videos, man, this had to be about 2010 through 12. I used to religiously watch Flossie Carter videos. And I do remember one video specifically where he literally killed a bottle of Ciroc. And you could hear his voice changing. You know, when you had too much alcohol, you get that froggy kind of voice. My man just killed it, bro.
He's just still kind of, like, if I'd have did that, like, I'd have been on the floor or I'd have left the video. Man. Like, I probably would have forgot I was recording and just left and went to do something.
Bro.
Like, he was still kind of,
if that was me, that shit would have looked like Blair Witch Project. You'd have heard me kind of pass out, then the camera would have shook and fell on the ground. I would have just been laying there. Blair Witch Project style, bro.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Hey. I, But he's a pro.
But
he's
the second part level that comes up when I think about that time era was one of my favorite YouTubers, man. His name was Hot Damn I Rock. That was his channel name. Did you ever catch any of his content?
I didn't catch. I heard about him more than seeing him myself. Like, I know there's a lot of big YouTubers that are like synonymous with people that I do not know about. Like, I've never seen a PewDiePie video.
Don't bother with that.
I never saw like a Mr. Beast video. I never saw some of these guys who were like the epitome of YouTube. Like, gotcha. I was just watching tech videos and stuff.
Back in 2010-ish, this cat, you know, he was probably 100, 200,000 at that point, I think, probably. Black dude, young, very talented, but he would, it was like these comedy skits, but it wasn't like skits where he was like, you know, putting shit together. He was just talking in his bathroom, talking about relationship stuff. Do you know who the comedian Patrice O'Neal is?
Yeah, I love Patrice.
He puts you in the mind, like, not his looks or anything, but his voice and what he talks about. He puts you in the mind of Patrice O'Neal, the way he would just talk shit about women and men and relationships. You got to go back and watch some of his early day stuff.
I joke about it. Rest in peace to Patrice. I joke about it, but I'll be like, you know, they say he died natural causes. I don't believe it.
So, oh, hell no.
Patrice used to talk shit.
Somebody put him down.
if it ever came out, if they ever did like a behind the scenes and we found out that he didn't die from natural causes, I'd be like, ha-ha.
Some woman put his ass down after a stand-up routine, man. He's waiting outside by his car. Oh,
man, you know, he definitely was like, you know, your feel of toxic masculinity for a day.
Absolutely, man. I love his shit, though. Between him and Bill.
He was hilarious.
Is it Bill Burr?
Bill Burr.
The Irish guy?
Yep.
Yeah, between Bill them two Burr. Men as the just the raunchiest freaking best comedy you can hear, for real.
I mean, I think sometimes that's the last bastion of some of that stuff, like comedy. Like, yeah, make you laugh about it. Like, yeah, we don't want that. We don't want to deal with it. When you go to KFC, you don't want to deal with it at the HEB when somebody sitting there acting like an asshole. But yeah, some dude on stage making you laugh, okay, that's what's up.
That's for sure, man. Man, those cats. But Hot Damn I Rock, you got to check his stuff out, man. Because he's not doing anything right now. He kind of, you know, he had a best friend pass away, so it kind of messed him up a little bit, and he went on a different path with things. But prior to that, he was straight up just make you freaking laugh. And he did two skits that were based off Mario Brothers. And have you seen this shit? It was called Brotherly Love. And it had him. He was playing all the different characters, right? He was playing Luigi and gangster ass Luigi, man.
that was classy. That's when you know you have a hit, because like, okay, like, see, Hovo watch TikTok videos, right? Mm-hmm. And so the sound will be playing. You know how TikTok is. It's like everybody will take a sound and use it, right? So I'm interested in their origin of the sound.
Yeah.
Like, where did that sound come from?
Okay.
And it's like, you never find that on TikTok, because you get 1,000 different people using the sound.
Yeah.
But I'm the kind of guy that's like, well, where did the sound come from? Like, and that's how I was laughing with his videos. I would see clips, you know, on different social medias of his videos, never saw his actual channel, just other people reposting it. But I'm like, that's when you know something is really viral.
I'm telling you, check him out, man. The early stuff was nice, man. I used to wait. Oh, man, it was like waiting for your weekly show to come on when he would post a video. I was like, man, he posted. And then you start sharing that shit with your friends. Like, his channel was more like your Shuler King videos nowadays.
Yeah.
You know? You watch it, it's funny, you share it with somebody.
Yep.
But speaking of sharing,
that's kind of how I feel like about like Big Jaw videos. Like,
I cannot get into Big Jaw. I tried.
I don't know, man. It brought me in with the whole crew is stupid. Because I've had those conversations where you just sitting around and you just talking with the homies.
Yeah.
And somebody say something stupid and you're like, and then somebody else will piggyback on that and it's like, oh, all y'all stupid. Okay, that's what's up.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I never just been able to get into his stuff, though. But, man, the dude is big, man.
He's a big dude.
You know, that. Okay, let's get into YouTube since, you know, we're talking about all these cats. A lot of cats have what I would call made it. They made it to where they probably ain't got to worry about money no more. They have a name. And this this goes into, this is almost like a Pandora's box when we get into YouTube and content creation, because you have the segment of people who make me think like, okay, great. That's great for you. You made it. Like, you are a, you're an entity now. You have a name, you have a brand. But then it makes the rest of us, myself included, feel like, damn, do we all, if you want to make content, do you have to have a brand? You know what I mean? Like, why can't you just be you? You know what I'm saying? Like, why does everything have to be a brand? It seems like every time I look on Instagram or TikTok, YouTube, everybody is like a brand, you know, like, I just want to be a person. You know what I'm saying? So there's that part of it. And then there's the, you know, the content creator like yourself, you know, you love PC stuff, right? And if you could just do one thing, I'm pretty sure it would be PC stuff, right? Like builds, I would say.
Probably so. I mean, I think that's probably why YouTube and the algorithm hate me. Cause you was talking about this with CEO, like, they want you to just do one thing. They want you to really, like, I used to have this personal battle against the YouTube gurus, because they'd be like, niche down. You gotta niche down, find your niche, and then you become big in that world. And it's first of all, it's absolutely true. That's the best advice ever. I hate it. I hate it because I can't do one thing, man. I do not like doing one thing. I would get bored. I would go crazy. And even the fact that I don't do as much as I used to kind of throws me off sometimes. I used to review RC cars and spy pins and all types of crazy stuff. And it's just like you said, you start noticing what the algorithm wants you to do, and you the subs, and like you say, you gotta make money, and this is, you want to get your worth out of it. So you start listening to this and start doing things, and you know, and then you grow in that. You start doing headphone reviews. Other companies, other people want you to do more headphone reviews, and you get this ball. But it's like, yo, I've turned down like 30 of the most popular earbuds last year because I was just like, I don't care. I don't want to do
you just burn out.
Like, I don't, and I know you're supposed to. So with me, it's been that constant struggle. Like, I know that my channel, my viewers probably hate me, because you got some viewers who just want PC content. You got some viewers who just want headphone content. You got some viewers who just want this, and I'm just like, yo, I'm just gonna keep making videos, like,
well, just because it's keeping you happy, right?
Yeah, it's just it definitely just is what I'm interested in. Like, same with the headphones and the earbuds. Like, I tell you the truth, I don't know how you do, but like, when I get something like an earbud that I like, I just use it. I don't need to, to keep changing out earbuds and, you know, and trying to find the upper echelon of earbuds. I'm just like, I like these headphones and they sound good. And when I listen to music, I can vibe with it. So why do I, what am I doing with all the rest of these? You know,
I'm the exact same way. You know, I was actually thinking about that yesterday, because that's kind of what most people on this channel know me for, is earbuds and headphones. I listened to the Soundcore Liberty 3 Pro. They are on my nightstand, and they are, if I'm on a phone call, one of them is in one ear. It's just what I use all the time. And just recently I said, man, let me go back to some of these old ones, man, because they're great. It's just that, you know, I got them here. I haven't sold them or anything. So I went upstairs and I got the Galaxy Buds Pro. Stuck them in my ears, you know, redid the little app and everything. And I was like, ah, can't do that no more. Then I got the Sony XM4 earbuds. These are $300 earbuds, man. I stuck them in my ears. Ah, get that shit out of here. You know, you find something you like, and then you just use it, you know? And every time, you know, somebody emails me and saying, hey, you want to put our earbuds on your channel? I got rules now. I used to didn't have rules. I would just say, hey, if you sending it, I'm making a video, because I loved the craft. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like turning on my camera, listening to or sampling music, and, you know, seeing people happy that I made something. Yeah, that is what really got me off. But it got to the point where I did so much, it was like, all right, now I have criteria. First of all, does it have like USB-C charging? You know what I'm saying? Like, don't give me no outdated bullshit. Second of all, is it a stem earbud like the AirPod? I can't do that no more. I'm sick of looking at them things. You know, so I got all these different standards. So I'm like you, man. I turn a lot of stuff down, man.
And man, I'll be honest. This is going to sound crazy because I have the Liberty Pros 3. Uh-huh. I have some other couple of $100. Like, I have the XMs, but I never reviewed them because the ones that I got, just like the ones mm-hmm. or something. By the time I got them, nobody cared about them. They were already on another one. So I have like a couple of really expensive earbuds, and I got a bunch of like expensive, more expensive headphones. But the ones that I use every day, literally every day, and it's gonna sound crazy.
Oh boy,
are the Life P3, the little.
Bruh, no, that's not funny at all. Those are some damn good earbuds, man. You know, funny thing is, when those when I got those, I was already jamming something else. I don't know what I was listening to. It was probably Galaxy Buds Live because I was pretty hooked on those things. Yeah. So I just put them off to the side. But I once I heard them, I was like, how much do these cost? Those earbuds are like $40, right?
Yeah. And that's what
I was like, damn, how are they making this shit? It's still trying to sell us these $120 earbuds, man, because this is just as good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how they did
it's
that.
It's tough. I seen you just did a review of them, the Mifo Buds.
Yeah, those are hot. Yeah.
Those are good earbuds. Like, I actually just enjoyed them for the week or so that I had them mm-hmm. or that I used them. And I was just like, okay, what do I do with them now?
Yeah. Exactly. You know, that's a good problem to have, man. A lot of people do not have these issues. We got some straight up first world shit going on right now.
That is a position of privilege.
It is.
You know, with all the other stuff that's going on crazy in my life, I never look down on that, man. Yeah. I am blessed. Because I talk about it like when I met you, I met other guys, you know what I'm saying? I think that was when I had the most time to really dedicate to YouTube. I was reaching out, doing collabs, and really putting my foot down on how much I was producing. And my channel had the best growth. I was really growing and stuff like that. But, gotcha. You know, over the last 2 years, you know, life happens. And I've noticed the thing is like, my quality has got better. I've gotten better quality. Stuff looks great, this, that, and the third. But mm-hmm. I don't know if that necessarily correlates into watchability, like as far as, you know, okay, it looks good, it looks great, but it's not the same energy that it is. So I'm just happy to be able to still work with companies or, you know, work with people and present stuff in a way that, you know, is real fun, man. I like trying out new shit.
Yeah.
I like trying out new shit. I like, you know, I just built the keyboard and then tomorrow I'm gonna work on something else. And it's just like, you know, that's how my brain works, man. I'm all over the place.
Yeah, I got you, man. But you know, when it comes to watchability, that's why I have to watch a video like two or three times before I upload it. Because a lot of things that I like, I'm, you know, I've grown to the place where I can watch myself, you know, without being annoyed. And I think something is, you know, pretty important to the video. But then I have to go back and think from, you know, a third person's perspective and be like, this is some bullshit. You need to cut this 3 minutes of conversation out of this. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you this. I'm so bad about it. And I think it's probably affected my videos because I'll record 30 minutes of footage.
Okay.
And edit it down to 3 minutes and 12 seconds.
God damn.
And I'm just like, I leave so much, you know, like I'll leave whole portions out. And then I see in the comments, people be like, well, why didn't you talk about this? And I'd be like, I had a whole 10-minute section just on that.
Yeah, I kind of been there before, but man, you be editing a lot out then. Shit.
I edit a lot out, man. It's so much. That's why I kind of keep everything, just because in my mind, I think one day I'll be able to address something or go back, even though I never do.
Right.
But, you know, I think I'm a little too aggressive. Let's just say that. I think all I'm right. A little, like, for me, a 10-minute video, I just think, who wants to watch me talk for 10 minutes?
That's how I don't understand it, right? Because I think my videos are too long sometimes, but I feel like, man, they need this information and I can't make it, you know, understandable inside of, you know, 12 minutes or outside of 12 minutes or whatever. Because mine average about, you know, somewhere between 10 and 12 minutes. And I'm like, man, I wish I could get it down to like 7. You know what I mean? But I feel like the information needs to be there. So I don't know, man. I just let the people decide. When they watch it, they watch it. But
that's
now,
what it is, man. I feel like it's all about the people.
I feel like some YouTubers, man. Oh, man, there's so much to get into when we talk about YouTube. Some YouTubers, I don't know who started this shit, but this timestamp bullshit, man.
With what? Like, in what way? Oh, they got to, you know, tell you what's going on? Timestamps,
like, at this time, I'm unboxing. At this time, I'm giving you the audio quality sample. At this time, I'm showing you this and that. And I'm like, man, this shit's like 12 minutes. If you can't sit here and watch for 12 minutes for something you came here to learn, then fuck off. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's so crazy? I never cared about it until people started leaving them in my comments. So you do a video and, you know, you thinking this, whatever. Then, you know, 4 comments in, they'll be like, 0 to 1 minute and 20 seconds intro. 120 to 50. I'll be like,
it's content. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Just watch the shit. You came here to find out about it. I get it. Some things you just want to get real quick. You want a piece of information. But, man, come on. I took the trouble of, you know, because for me, it takes roughly a half hour to shoot a video, another hour or two to edit it, and you go do all the back stuff. So we're talking about like 3 hours of my life I've poured into this video. You just want to skip through 4 seconds of this shit. And you want me to tell you exactly when to be there.
One day, and I think it's going to be happen when I move into a different scenario, but one day I got to simplify my process, man, because like this video for this keyboard, I've been working on this video for the last 3 days. Oh, you know, man. Just different shots, B-roll, and all of this. And I remember technically T posted. He was basically saying that camera angles and personality is better than like B-roll and stuff like that. And I'm like, and I look at your channel, I look at his, I look at other channels, I'm like, you guys have mastered. You got the camera angle right here, so I'm just talking to you. And if you want to see it close up, boom, here it is. I ain't got to get up, change my camera around.
It does help.
Move this, and that's what I do. Like, I'm shooting here with one camera, every different angle. I gotta get that angle. I'm trying to get the B-roll. I gotta pan right, make sure the pan is this, and it's just like, yo, this is, that's why now it's just like, I don't have, with everything else going on, it's like, I don't have the time. So it's like, your videos come out once every week, once every 2 weeks. It's like, you know, it's tough, but, man.
You know, everybody has their own process. Like mine, I'm a different animal. You know, it may be my military background. It may be my OCD-ness. I think I'm a left brain guy or right. I can't remember which I'm left brain or right brain, but everything needs to have a home, like a place where it lives, and everything needs to be in order. Like if I had a bunch of cash laying around here, when I stack it up, all the president's heads are going to be on one side straight up. Like I got to line up the money like that. So when it comes to my video process, it's got to be a process. When I come in here, I've set everything up to where I say, hey, G, you know, Google, and the stuff comes on. And then when it's time to shoot a video, I'll say, hey, G, it's showtime. And the lights come on and, you know, the cameras are ready and everything's in the same spot it was yesterday. And that just makes it easier for me, because if it's not like that, my whole life is in shambles.
I wish I was like you, because G is like that. He's ex-military. And so he likes to say he's not, but he's very, you know, like if a birthday party is today at 5 and you don't tell him before 12, even if he has nothing to do at 5, he not going, because
bruh, you should have. That ain't just him. Military. That's all black people. You know, black folks, you got to tell us 2 weeks in advance.
Yeah, he hates last minute stuff. And so it was like, you know, I had to, you know, man. Working with him, man, is just like, yo, I, you know, I always tell him, it's like, I learned him. Mm-hmm. So to, I know it's like, okay, he hates taking pictures.
Okay.
And we need to do this photo shoot. I'd be like, look, bruh, I gotta talk to him in a way that he's going to do it. And he'll come through and knock it out. But, you know, so it's really about like just understanding how to deal with people, man. Cause
gotcha.
It's real.
Man. So with the YouTube thing, man, there's just so much to unpack. I talked about how I feel about, you know, having to be a brand of something. That's kind of what you got.
Funny story about that. My friend, he's a painter. Okay. Known him since high school. Fro. He's a painter, dope. He does graffiti and stuff, and he's up in the Washington, Seattle area. He's really expanding his everything. So I'm like, man, you should, because he'll put like videos up on Instagram. I was like, yo, you should put these on TikTok. You should put them on, you know, this, that. But he's like, man, I just want to paint. He's like, I don't want to have to manage all of these things. And I'm just like, somebody who's been doing it for so long, I understand. Like, I manage a Facebook page, an Instagram, a Twitter, podcast, different ones for each entity. Is like, yo, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I guarantee you, what is it, 2022? In 2023, we will have another platform.
Yes.
Another one. And then it's just one more thing we have to put our brand out there for. But yeah, so there's that stressing you out, right? How do I make whatever I'm doing into a brand? And then you got, I would have to say it's been in my thought process, you know, like in the background. Yeah. But I guess over the last 2 weeks, I don't know why I've just been thinking about it so much, but you would think that there'd be some type of brotherhood, you know, brother/sisterhood with YouTubers, content creators. And there are, you know, amongst certain groups of people, but there's really not. As general, how do I express this? You know, there's jealousy roaming through YouTube community. You know, people don't want to work with you for whatever reason, you know, collaborate, be on your podcast, do anything with you because they're maybe feeling some type of way. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't feel like I rubbed nobody the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it's out there. And then, you know, there's certain cats that like in the headphone community, they will die for the craft. You know what I mean? Like there's some people, man, that, you know, they're really into their headphones. You know what I'm saying? So if you come on and you say something that you don't even know who this person is, right? But, you know, you say something that doesn't line up with what they said. It's like, you know, now they're coming at you. You know what I mean? And it's like, dude, you need to get laid, bro. Like, this is not that fucking serious.
Man, I'm going to tell you this. Like, I realized this doing music. And I think I've told you about this. Like, when doing music, you realize, like, that cliquey high school aspect of it that you think goes away once you get grown. It never goes away. Let's be honest. Like, my mom lives in an area in Florida that has a bunch of women her age and people her age in that area. Mm-hmm. And she'd be telling me about this. I'm like, Mom, you sound like you're in high school. Talking about this neighbor don't like this neighbor and that neighbor won't talk to this neighbor. And I'm like, Mom, you sound like you're in high school. And I'm just thinking, it never goes away. Like, when I got into this YouTube, you know, like I said, when I reached out to you, it was me just trying to work with everybody, you know, guys I liked, guys I really enjoyed. And I'm thinking, yeah, man, we're all in this together.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know what I'm saying?
And you learn until quick, you get man, in it. You learn quick that like there's the community pushes a lot. And I've had people tell me like, oh man, I didn't click on your stuff because you didn't have X amount of views. And then somebody else mentioned you and I clicked on it. I really like what you got. And I'm like, I reached out to you. I remember. So, okay, this is a funny story. There's a song, Crew 5-4 Shine. So I always talk about what was that? Labor. Like, that's the song that people know us by.
Yeah.
Shine used to be that song. That was like, you know, when we were getting started, that was the song that, you know, people would remember. And it was just our big ending song, right?
Okay.
So I had that beat 2 years before I met G. And we were doing that song at a show. And this other artist that is in the city comes up. He's like, man, that song is great, man. If y'all do a remix of that song, I want to be on it. And I said to him, I bet you check your email. That song was sent to you 2 years ago because I sent this song to you. You then never replied. I pulled it up one day when G was over here. We made our biggest song. Wow. So it's just like you said, you get that where you reach out to people. And I'm sure there's somebody who has reached out to me. I apologize. If you reached out to me and I haven't reciprocated, it's probably because of just how crazy life has been, man. My wife, Van Glorious Jehovah, man, like I said, since we left, I mean, I'm gonna just say this: fuck cancer. We can keep going on from there. Okay. So, like, life is real, but you do get a lot of that. You get a lot of that fraternity country club BS with these YouTubers, where it's like, okay, these guys are cool with these guys, and if you're not part of this club, this sub or this clique, then people won't even value your opinion, you know, mm-hmm. because they only want to listen to XYZ when it comes to certain things, you know. And I've had people pit me against other YouTubers. I'm like, man, that's my homie, that's my boy, like, I don't have no problem with him. Yeah. They be like, well, you said this headphone was good and he did it, so like, I'm not listening with his ears, I'm listening with mine.
Right. Oh man, you know, one thing I hate, and this is to my entire audience, I do not like seeing the comments of like, if I'm your favorite YouTuber, great, awesome, right? Love YouTube. Yeah. But please never comment like, the only YouTubers I trust are .. Where it would be like you and El Jefe or something like that. Only two YouTubers I watch. Like, I don't like that. Watch everybody, man. Like, I ain't nobody special. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no fucking body special. Watch everybody. You know what I'm saying? And just because I feel a certain way about a product, that doesn't define me, you, or that damn product. You know, go listen to somebody else's opinion about it. It's real interesting, though, how the YouTube community inside of the creator community,
yeah,
how it expands out to the viewer community, and how everything just kind of works together in a synergistic relationship that's just very dysfunctional. It really is. It's very dysfunctional.
It's an energy about it. And like I said, I love the comments. I know we talk, like, I actually kind of like the comments because sometimes, you know, it gives me an idea that the people are actually paying attention. Like, mm-hmm. if you say at the end of a video to put something in the comments, and then you see somebody actually leave it in the comments or something, yeah. like, oh man. That's true. At the same time, you know, it can be stressful because you got people in there trying to tear you down. You got people trying to tell you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. And people trying to, you know, they love telling you what somebody else said.
Oh,
you know, El Jefe said this about this, and I'm like, I love El Jefe. Like, that's my guy. Don't come here telling me about what he said.
That's not my attitude when I see that, bro. I love El Jefe. That is my guy. 100%, 10 toes down. But as soon as somebody comes to me with their comment, I'm like, so? I don't give a shit what he said.
It's just what I said. It's tough because it's like, yo.
Oh, shit.
These people, like, yo, people they're passionate about this. This is, you know,
I did not know.
You know, some of the stuff that people are passionate about, I'll be honest, I'm not passionate about. You know, yeah. like, okay, take for this. Well, I started getting into, like, reviewing mice, and right?
Uh-huh.
Like, gaming mice. This is a gaming mouse. I put it in my hand and I play games with it.
Yeah.
And I started watching videos, and guys would squeeze the mouse from the side. They would squeeze it real tough. And I was like, why are they doing that? I've never done that one time in actually using a mouse. And then, so I said that in the video, I was like, I'm not going to squeeze the side of a mouse to see if it clicks or creaks. And somebody was so hot. He was like, that's how we test for quality, because if you squeeze the side of the mouse and the buttons activate, then it's not a good mouse. I was like, but you don't do that. Nobody uses it. Nobody ever does that. And he's like, no, the community this. I was like, okay, that's what's up. Like, you are another level. You
and then that, you get into that Reddit shit. That's a whole nother Pandora's box. But yeah, man. So I'm one of those people who actually let one bad apple spoil the bunch. I used to try to answer every comment until a certain point came to where I had so many videos out there. You know, if I got, let's say I got 10 comments per video. When you've done 10 videos, no big deal. But when you've done literally damn near 1,000 videos and you're still getting 10 comments per video, that's pretty daunting. So because of that, I've slowed down heavily on answering comments. Just because I don't get a lot of comments, it's just that I've got so many videos. Yeah. And then, you know, I got tired of, you know, maybe being put down in a video or challenged all the damn time. And I'm like, you know, this is why famous people don't answer comments. Not that I'm famous, but this is why. Nobody wants to see that shit. I just poured all my life into this this artwork I put out on YouTube, and you just going to come pull your pants down from the back and just squat and shit on my dog.
Man.
People are rude, man. So I'm like, instead of making me into something, like making me behave like something I'm really not, because I've gone off in the comments sections before. Instead of them bringing out the worst energy I got to offer, I say, you know what? For the first 10 minutes of the video, I'll answer some comments and say, hey, I may give some likes or something like that. But after that, I'm out. I don't even look back no more, bro.
It's tough, man. And you get to... People talk about this all the time, man, but you this creator lifestyle, you start to get to looking at shit, and then you realize at the end, like, what does it really mean? What do these numbers mean? And a lot of times, man, I'll be honest, man, there's been days where I just been like, yo, fuck all of this. You know, I'll put a video out, put my heart and soul, and, you know, do this, that, and the third, and nothing. And it's just like, yo, what's the purpose? But it's like, at my core, I'm a creator. I've been creating some way, shape, or form since 03, just doing things, just making content. And not that I don't know anything else, but like, I get it. I enjoy it. I enjoy talking about, I enjoy setting up cameras and making it look nice. And I enjoy getting angles, and I enjoy all of this stuff. And I'm like, while I could do it, I want to do it and share it with people, man. I know that you put yourself out there for criticism, for, you know, rebuttals, but at the same time, it's like, yo, some of this shit is not that serious. Yeah. Like,
it's not that serious,
but it's not that serious.
People dehumanize you, you know, when you're a creator sometimes. There's, you know, and not to ignore all the great people out there that leave great comments, but we all know negative energy, it's huge. But, you know, those few bad apples that come in, they really do dehumanize you. It's like you are literally a dartboard and they just throw the darts at it. You know what I mean? And that's the thing that really hurts, is just what you said. You're a creator at heart. And so you're going to do this whether you're getting paid or not. You're going to do this whether somebody's watching or not, because that's who you are. And I think once a creator, a YouTube creator, I put my parentheses up because that's what YouTube calls us. I'm going into this whole put us in a box shit in a second. When you use the word creator and then you put that in a box, it's an oxymoron. A creator cannot be put in a box. A creator paints, you know, a picture of it, and it tells a story of something. And the story should not be the same fucking story you heard yesterday because it's a rerun, if that's the case, right?
And there's a line, I think Hov said it. He said, you want the old Hov, buy my old shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm not the same person I was. Like, even doing music, I'm not the same person I was when we first started. I was young and my energy was different. And I'm talking about different shit that I'm going through in my life. Same thing with doing videos. When I just got the Oomps Angle 3 and it sounded good on my tape, I was happy. I was like, yo,
I remember that video.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so now 5 years later, I have way more stuff and way more things to quantify that against. So I'm like,
and you've evolved as a person.
So it's just like you want to show that. You want to show your evolution. You want to show your growth. You want, like I said, what it comes down to me with watching YouTube, I like watching creators because to me, I just love the audacity of you taking a camera, you paying for a space and buying couches and putting good vibes on the wall and then putting the camera in front of you and saying, yo, watch this. Like, to me, I love that. Like, to me, like, you know, that's why I got in. That's why I started watching like some of those YouTube only like shows. Like, I would watch that before I watch Power. Nothing wrong with Power, but Power has $1 million put into every episode. It should be good. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you now.
Movies have millions of dollars and people and everything involved to make them good. Yeah. When some dude with his camera goes out and makes something that's compelling to watch, like, it just catches me, man. It just catches me. It just, it's something about that audacity of the creator that I'm just always going to be here for. You know what I'm saying? When
you get certain channels, to me that way earlier, then I would have understood why you watch YouTube on TV. It makes sense now. It is an audacious thing to do what we do.
It's crazy. Like, if you told somebody, like, when you tell people who have a job, mm-hmm. that you're going to stop working and sit in front of your camera and talk about headphones.
The looks you get.
The looks you get.
And then when you leave, the things they say.
Yeah, but you're paying for houses and doing things and supporting a family and whatnot off of that because other people, like, I don't get it. Like, it's 2022, people who don't understand why your kid watches Twitch all day. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what they do. That what it don't know. There's no need to understand it. That's just what they do. Mm-hmm. And it's a part of their lifestyle. So yes, they're going to want to become a streamer because they've been watching somebody play video games on the internet for 3 years. When they get to that age, they're going to want to. And I see kids all the time. My nephew, I built him a gaming PC and now he wants to get a camera and stream his games because he's been watching it on Twitch as a part of his lifestyle. He knows that more than watching Martin on TV or watching stuff like that. He know that's a part of his lifestyle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just as the world evolves, man, that the creator is going to create. And it's tough because, like you said, they want to put you in this box. They want to tell you this is all you can, all you can do.
Yeah.
Only thing you can talk about is this right there. And it's like, nah, man.
You have to have the brand, you know?
Yeah.
The brand. What is your brand? Motherfucker, I just want to make shit. Can't I just wake up and make some shit and make other people smile?
Man, that's really what it should be, man. Just like that. I just want to make some shit and make people smile. And if they rock with it, that's how I feel. If they rock with it, man, I'm here for it. Like, I love it. Just the when you get people that come back and say, man, you know, I was watching your video and I just laughed at this crazy thing you said. Like, that's what it is, man. Yeah. Or when you get a comment that says, you telling me this ain't New Stuff TV? Like, it's right here.
Oh shit.
But it's like, yo, that's dope. Like, that's dope to me because, like I said, watching the growth, watching people change, man, watching people evolve doing this creator thing, I'm always going to be here for it, man. Like, I'm just, that's a big thing for me.
When you talk about that growth, some of my growth has been pushed by the pressure to create a brand of some sort. When I first started YouTube as, you know, like a real thing, I should say, in 2016, the channel was called, man, I want to get this right, because I didn't change it a couple of times. What was it called? Just Doing Reviews, because mm-hmm. I thought I was doing reviews.
Just doing life.
And then at some point, I realized I was not doing reviews. I was just talking about how awesome I thought something was. And then I changed it to Just Doing Life because I wanted to, I wanted to do other stuff. Yeah. I wanted to showcase my other talents. I wanted to vlog. I wanted to talk to people. I wanted to do other types of things other than headphones. And then,
but I love that. I think to me, that was one of the things that I love. And I know, like, you may look at the numbers and your numbers are like, okay, am I waste of time on this? But like, I love when you started, when you were interviewing people, when you do other stuff other than just like, yo, here's the new speaker. Like, I love that about creators because it gives you more of you. You end up following the personality, not the product.
That,
you know,
that, there's a lot of truth to that. So the people that are here watching us right now, I appreciate you being here along for this journey because I'm a multifaceted person.
Facts.
You put up with a lot.
Facts, man.
Real MVP.
Like, if you met somebody, like, think about this. If you met somebody and every day you talk to them, the only conversation you could have with them was about earbuds. How long do you think you would want to talk to that person?
Dude, I'm going
to
stop answering text and phone calls, man. At some point.
I'll be like, yo, okay. It's like, okay, man, the first time we meet, we could talk about earbuds. That's dope. You know, a couple days, like, say you had a coworker.
Yeah.
And every day they were asking you about earbuds. Just earbuds, not anything else. You'd be like, dog, you ain't got no problems at home. Dog, you ain't... Dog, bills ain't stressing you out.
Let's talk about the bad shit in your life.
You talking to me about earbuds? Shit. What's going on? Like,
but you're right, though, man. But that's me. Unfortunately, YouTube does not allow you to talk about your problems at home, unless that's all you talk about. So
exactly. But so then, it's like,
go ahead.
It's like, yo, the gurus say, niche down, build your brand up. then expand.
I ain't got time for that.
Which makes sense.
No, that it does make sense. It does.
It makes perfect sense. That's why I know I will never expand, because I'm just like, I don't have the energy for that, man. Hey,
I'm glad you just said what you said as far as like, that's why I would never expand. You have recognized who you are and you are okay with it. So as long as you can wake up every day and say that to yourself and not stress out about it, because it's an ongoing battle with me. Where,
oh, I stress out about it. Don't let the smooth taste fool you.
No, I'm sure you do, because it's an ongoing challenge with me. Yeah. Where several times this year, in the year of 2022, you know, it's just now March, right? It's the beginning of March. We ain't even finished the first freaking quarter, and I've struggled with this like six times already. Where and this is the God honest truth, I don't want to be famous. Famous people have to be problems. But I do want a few people to like my shit. You know what I'm saying? Like my shit, but I don't want to be famous. But here's the thing. In order to, you kind of can't have one without having it all, right? Yeah. I want to be able to keep the lifestyle I have, keep doing the outside projects I have. So I need money for that. In order to get that money, you got to get the views. How do you get the views if you're not famous? How do you get the views if you don't niche down? I don't want to niche down because I got too much creativity, and I want to do something where there's a balance of keeping me happy. So it's an internal struggle every day. What type of content I'm going to create. So I've had to basically take a dollar amount that I'm okay with making per year, per video, per month, whatever, right? You got to be okay with making this number and realize that you could go higher, but you can't, because you want to keep this intact. Because making this much money will screw this up, and it's just an ongoing battle. You see how hard it is for me to articulate this right now?
It really is. It's kind of like you got to, it's the battle from within, man. And I deal with it consistently, man. I deal with the anxiety. Like I'm no different from nobody else. So like I said, don't let it fool you. If I put a video out and it flops, that shit will mess my day up. Like,
you ain't the only one, bro.
It'll mess my day up, and I'll be, you know, I'm real big on trying not to let my energy from one thing affect somebody else. So, but I'm sure that plenty of days I've let my negative energy affect, like, see Hova, and I'm just like, she don't deserve that. You know what I'm saying? Because I get mad. I get mad. If you come to, like, if you was talking to the phone to that guy and you got mad, then you took it out on me. Now me and you got a problem.
Yeah.
Because I ain't do nothing to you. So I try to keep my energy like that. Like, if it's something that bothers me about the YouTube and internet, then I just shut all of it down. Like, I remember one time I took all of studio, TubeBuddy, all of that. I took all of it off my phone because I was like, I didn't need a constant reminder that I was a failure at YouTube. Like, I don't.
Yeah. How many creators have actually done that? I know I've done that shit.
I was just like, I don't need this. I don't need this constant reminder that my channel ain't shit.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, I've been there just so many times.
It's just like, at the end of the day, though, you come back to what you love. You come back to. And as I said, that's why I do it the way I do it. Yeah. I could just turn the camera on and, you know, no disrespect to nobody who does this, because this is, how about you, how you into it? But I could just turn the camera on, point it at this, and talk. And I've seen channels do that and blow up. But, like, I don't like it. I'm not interested in it. I wouldn't even feel comfortable making that video. So I do videos the way that I like, because, you know, that's the only way I can get the energy up to even make it. Cause I'm like, I'm talking about a keyboard.
Yeah.
Like, make in the end, it's like, who cares about a keyboard? But I want to make something that I would watch.
Yeah.
You know? And so then if somebody else feels it, man, that's all that matters.
But you know what, man, in the tech space particularly, cause I've really never ventured out of tech per se, except for when I, you know, vlogged a little bit, but I didn't put that much effort into it. So let's stick with tech. I think there's something in tech that makes us that way, or makes the audience that way. Cause Travis MCP, I don't know if you saw the one I did with him a couple weeks ago.
I saw the beginning of it. The beginning of it, and I was going to watch the rest of it.
He talked about how in the world of tech on YouTube, you have, it's tech. You know what I'm saying? It's numbers, it's screens, it's stuff like that.
I think I did see this part. I remember.
Yeah. So, do people want a personality? Because, you know, you know, we bring personality to the video, right? But sometimes people just want to hear how many gigahertz, you know, the battery life. And I'm like, damn, you know, like this shit, you could literally read that off the website. You know,
yeah.
You didn't have to come here for that and watch 12 minutes of me regurgitating this information. So I'm going to give you this extra hot sauce on it. Some people don't want that hot sauce. So I'm starting to wonder, because he actually brought it to my attention, since we are in tech, do people want the hot sauce? You know what I'm saying? Do they want the numbers?
I look at it like, man, I think, again, it goes to it goes again to how people find your content. Mm-hmm. So if you guys, there's basically two ways people find your content. Either they're searching for a product, a specific product, mm-hmm. and then they stumble upon your video, or they have already subbed to your channel and they're preparing and waiting for the next video.
Let me stop you right there. I want you to keep going on this, but I got to stop. Tell you that if somebody has subscribed to your channel, they ain't never seen another one of your videos again.
Facts.
Carry on.
Facts. That's what we really need to talk about. How subs and views don't match. That's what we need to
talk
about.
I had to stop you there, man, because I don't want you putting false lies, fake news out there.
No, but I'm saying you get your return viewers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so you'll get your people who you know. You could guarantee that maybe not every video, but you're gonna see a comment from them, right? Mm-hmm. So, but a lot of times, like if I'm reviewing this thing right here, somebody will search for Behringer Ultra Compact Micro Amp H400.
Okay.
And your video will pop up. So they're like, oh man, that's dope. I like this guy's style. I liked his video. Let me hit sub. And then you like somebody like me, who the next four videos have nothing to do with this thing right here. That's me. YouTube is like, don't worry about that. Don't worry about his channel. You know what I'm saying?
I don't understand why they just don't let the audience decide if they want to see your face again. They saw the product, you know, so they clicked on it. They subscribed to it.
I read something, and I was watching one of those like creators, and they had like one of the YouTube actual like people talking, and they're like, we've done the algorithm, we've done the research, and you know, the people don't want to see just the stuff they subscribe to. I was like, well, why would they subscribe to it? They want to see it. They're like, like, that doesn't make any sense. If I subscribe to El Jefe, every time El Jefe drops a video, when I turn my TV on, I should see that video, not three things that I've never subscribed to.
Yeah.
But if you turn your TV on and pull up your feed, you might get one or two like of the really popular guys. Like I'm in tech, so I like Linus videos. Mm-hmm. Every time Linus posts a video, it's the first thing that comes across my feed. But I also like this kid Ali Oxen, who's been dropping videos, you know, consistently. I never see any of his stuff, and then we'll talk, and he'd be like, "Did you see my video?" I'd be like, "Oh snap! Let me go back. I got to go back and search to find it." When I'm actually subscribed to him, and I should see it the same way. So it's just,
you know, YouTube should take a few notes from things like maybe Hulu or Netflix. You know, when you turn on Hulu or Netflix, it's got continue watching, or it's got your shit that you always watching, right? Because if you turn on my Hulu right now, it's got some Seinfeld up there. It's got, that's Netflix. I think it's got like Justified, Blackish. You know, the four shows I watch, and then I got my nighttime stuff on Peacock that's always there, like King of Queens, you know what I'm saying? It's always on that top bar. And, of course, it's got the exploring, you know, in there built in. But, yeah, you should definitely see what you keep watching, you know, most often. And then you have to go to another page to see new shit.
So I watch a lot on the TV, right? Mm-hmm. And I would pull it up for you here, but I have to turn too many things around. But when you pull it up on the TV, your subscriptions are like at the bottom. So you gotta, so like when you scrolling through stuff, you have to scroll through a bunch of things just to get to your subscriptions, the stuff that you've subscribed to, because what they pushing to you is all ahead of time, all ahead of that. And I was like, that makes no sense to me.
But is this just on the TV, or is this?
Yeah. So on the TV, on the, like in the Google TV, on the YouTube TV app or YouTube app, Okay. They'll have everything listed here on the side.
Gotcha. So okay.
Say,
I know what you're talking about. I've seen it. Yeah. Well, let me compare that to what I'm seeing right here. Yeah. Yeah. On the phone, which I think is when I look at analytics, I think it's on mobile is who watches, you know, where they watch most of my stuff. Yeah. The homepage is just a bunch of stuff that I have watched before, a bunch of people I have watched before. But, and the reason, see, here's the thing. So, for all my YouTube friends, if I'm not subscribed to your channel, you should thank me. Creators should not be subscribed to each other's channels, okay? I know it sounds weird. We should not subscribe to each other's channels because the people that I'm subscribed to, let me look here. I'll never see none of this shit except MKBHD. They force feed me that guy. They like hold my head back. That's
what I'm saying.
With the spoon. They like, go, take some more MKBHD.
But that's the same. Like him, Unbox
Therapy.
Yeah, Unbox Therapy, Linus. Like, those guys are what I got into. Like, when I first started getting into this, you know, I binge-watched all this stuff. And I love their channels. Like, this is not me shitting on them.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, they're massive. They're huge. And it seems like at some point, like, yeah, I appreciate you showing me the next stuff of theirs. Because obviously it's big. Obviously it's stuff people share and interact with. Mm-hmm. But I followed so many people. And I'll never know. I'll never see another video. I'll never see anything about it if I'm depending on YouTube and its algorithm. So now I have to work extra, take all these extra steps to get back to content that I want to see, you know. And then, you know how we are, man. You know how people are. It's like, I might.
Well, you know what I do a lot? I probably do this like every 2 or 3 months. I'll go through YouTube and delete my history. Try to wipe the slate clean, so I start.
You got to do that, man.
On purpose because of the algorithm, man. I don't want to keep seeing this same stuff. But hold on.
I got a question for you because I've seen you do this, and you said you weren't gonna do this.
Oh shit!
You said it's your show, and you ain't gonna do this. And you gotta give me one.
I know.
You gotta give me one. Fuck all of that. I know. Nah, we here. If I was there, we'd be doing this. You gotta give me one weird thing. You ain't gotta give me the weirdest. I told you I like K-pop.
All right. I was actually going to bring this up.
But shit.
Right now I'm on my home screen, and that damn Shuler King, he's talking about something. You know, he's always talking about something.
Yeah.
And then Sunny Leonard Doozy, she's kind of like a business guru type of person, helper person. I got some comedy hype on my front page. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of it is literally mountain bike stuff. Like it's biking season, you know what I'm saying? So I'm into mountain bikes, man. I like to build and I like to ride. Oh, my man, my guys, DHRME. You know they own the podcast Next. So do you know who that is?
It's the two guys. Who's that?
I don't know where they're from, but you know, it's the two guys. They do a lot of headphone stuff and earbud stuff, and they're just funny, man. You know, they give great information. And they give you what you need to know as far as the product. But once again, they put that hot sauce on there and add the personality. And I just like the banter between them two. And I like you know, all the other stuff.
I got them. So I'm going to give you my one weird thing. It may not be the weirdest thing, but I always battle with Sehova.
I got to tell you this. Video games. I don't know what it is, but when it comes to Street Fighter, and I believe it's Mortal Kombat Fatalities, I got a bunch of these damn videos in here. Like, I just watch in Chun-Li, the damn Chun-Li videos, these perverted-ass Chun-Li videos. That's my weird thing.
That's a weird thing?
Chun-Li with the million kick, with the million foot kick thing.
The upside,
dude, I was such a nasty little kid playing Street Fighter.
Hey, man, that was the beginning of my hustling days.
Oh,
I was
going
up to the arcade and act like I couldn't play. And then people be like, I'd be like, man, let's play for quarters and pennies.
Oh, man,
I ran this one kid out of his whole lunch money for the week, and I didn't feel bad about it at all.
You cold, man. You cold as ice, man.
I'm gonna tell you my weird thing. It's not nasty or anything, but I tell Cookie, I'll be like, the only thing that's keeping me from being like one of these people is I just don't have the tools. So I watch a lot of like woodworking and restoration videos. And I'm just like, that's the only thing. It's just the only thing that's stopping me from being a master woodworker. Is dude, I just don't have the same tool. He got a whole thing that's in it. He ain't got no knowledge. Bruh. It's just the tools. If I had the tools right now, I would be a master woodworker. I would just be a master restoration artist. I feel like one. Like I'm one inside. Like I got the soul of a master restoration artist. It's just I don't have the tools to do it.
So you could just pull it off, right? You just need a lathe.
I know what a lathe is. If I had a lathe, yo, if I had a lathe, the game, yo, you have to shut, yo, I would shut this shit down. Shit. I'd be coming for these woodworkers' heads if I had a lathe.
Okay. Fail. All right. I'm gonna get you a lathe. I'm going on Craigslist, see if I can pull something off.
I'm gonna get a secondhand budget lathe and pick the game over.
Oh shit, man. Hey, but I've seen those videos, man, and I have had my feed inundated with those because I would watch them all the time. Yep. Dudes would take like resin and put in like a bunch of damn bottle caps in a ball of resin and then spin something out of like a cup.
Make a globe or some shit. Yeah. I love it. Oh man, that's some good shit right there. Now there's solo travel Japan. It's some guy who just goes on ferries. In Japan, he just all he does his whole channel is just getting on ferries and he just vlogs like his overnight stay on these different ferries and buses and flights in Japan. He doesn't even talk, it's just subtitles and stuff. And I'm just like, I remember one time I was on my third video in a row and I was like, did I really just watch dude?
On a boat, solo travel Japan. You know, that shit's coming up in my feed now, right?
Hey man,
you know how that works. You know how it works. If you speak it out, somebody catches this little Google device. It'll catch it. Next thing you know, it's in your YouTube feed.
You know, we got to do this again, man. I hate to pod and run, but you know, I got to get back to this monkey office, this foolishness.
This was an absolute pleasure and a long damn time coming, man.
The next time, I'm definitely coming down there. I'm putting my feet up on the couch. I'm not. I will go come in there with a lot of attitude, but your dog speaks German, so I'm going to just chill.
Yeah, you like, might want to chill, bro.
My whole plan since you had that space is I will come in there with a lot of attitude and be like,
you was
going
to do some Rick James shit up in here, man? You was going to put your buddy high heel boots on my shit, dude?
Hey, man, fuck your couch. I had already planned. I was gonna come in. I know you got like some nice decor. I was gonna knock a picture off the wall. Like, oh, I was just gonna come through and I was just gonna come through with that energy. Now I'm not, because you know,
it be the ones closest to you, man. Like, you was gonna do me raggedy, man. It be the ones closest.
If you the homie and I can't make myself at home, then you know.
God damn. Hey, I don't know about the dog though, man. If you can see him right now, he is knocked the fuck out. Hey, he's got his whole crotch open, bro. He's doing that dog pose with his whole crotch exposed to the world, man. God dang. Hey, man, I ain't going to hold you, man. I just appreciate the time you gave me, man. This is definitely
We could do this again. I need to get you up on ours. I don't know if we're going to still be doing it. We'll probably get back into it here. It's been a little bit since we've done our podcast, but when we get back into the flow of things, we definitely need to get you in the building.
Bro, I'd love to be on the podcast.
We can talk about some old school Texas hip hop, man. Get in there and do the thing.
Yes. Okay. All right, cool. Well, man, I don't even know how to jump out of this, man. I don't want to say goodbye. I'm getting all emotional.
Hey, man, we in here, man. Just make sure that y'all show this man love. Like I said, I've been watching him since he done had 13 different channel names. He done went from this room at a house to the other room of the house to he ain't even at the house no more. So y'all keep showing this man. We need him in one of them big crazy studios that he can rent out to me and I can come through and not pitch us off the wall. That's what we need. Y'all keep showing him some love.
You're roguish as hell, like
all of that.
He's just roguish. Hey, man, I really, really appreciate this man right here, DBZN Media. Check out all of his content across the interwebs. But I appreciate y'all for being here to watch us have this conversation. This is Talk to Me, the podcast you ain't asked for, but you like it. I know you like it. You know you like it. Quit acting like that, man. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, peace. Yeah.